employees. And police in Orange Beach say more than $1 million worth of marijuana and cocaine washed ashore last week. Federal authorities have now been called in to help with the investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825. Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now, get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top-quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus for $27.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Stage Stores has the freshest fashions under the sun, and big summer savings arrive on Friday. We've got you and your family covered with Wow Your Weekend Doorbusters, like 60% off Carter's for kids and 40% off Skechers shoes. And take an extra 50% off Wear Now clearance with your coupon. Plus, don't miss this doorbuster. Buy one, get two free on home clearance. Check out today's deals at stage.com for more great deals and coupons. Only at our Stage community of stores. Bell's, Goodies, Pally Royal, Peoples, and Stage. Offer exclusions apply.
I'm Dick Brubaker. My family's been in the car business for over 70 years, and we have a name you can trust. We have locations in Montgomery and Prattville to make it convenient for you to get the vehicle you want at the price you need. As we celebrate the savings, join us for the Memorial Day sales event going on now through May 31st at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save up to $12,645 on a new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab. More space, more storage, more leather, more technology. It's truly the best combination of grit and grace. It's the Memorial Day sales event going on now at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Stock number R9104. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/31/19.
This Memorial Day is our Brubaker family commemorates all men and women who have died in the military service defending the United States. We also salute those who are actively serving. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is the fourth worst month for tornadoes ever recorded, and the threat continues with watches and warnings posted in half a dozen states from Oklahoma to New Jersey.
Missouri could become the first state in the country without an abortion clinic.
We will fight. We are going to be there for Missourians.
First major trial in the opioid crisis.
Oklahoma's attorney general is suing Johnson & Johnson.
We learned of a second intruder caught inside the president's Mar-a-Lago resort.
Ellen DeGeneres getting personal and detailing for the first time the sexual abuse she says she endured as a teenager.
One more high-profile decision from the Supreme Court. The justice is choosing not to take up a challenge to a Pennsylvania school district's policy on transgender students.
Just days after that miracle rescue, Amanda Eller revealing new details about her 17-day ordeal in the rugged Hawaiian terrain.
I'm so grateful to be alive. Grateful for every breath. Grateful for everything.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, Oney Wednesday. 90 degrees outside. Stock market is up, down. Where is it today? It is down 260 points. It's considerably down further than it was just 10 minutes ago. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm hot.
Oh, hot. Yeah, it is getting a little toasty out there, but I'm enjoying the change.
Well, it's getting toasty in a sense that I had to go get a shade thing for my car because it's getting so hot. And then I cleaned out part of my garage so I could pull my car into the garage I won't actually get in the car and catch on fire.
Right.
I mean, spontaneous combustion on the way to the studio is no fun.
No, not at all.
Trying to put yourself out just is not good. Not good at all. Oh, man, we're going on 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. Want to get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Have an unusual show today, by the way. We've got a lot of different angles of things we're going to be covering, including the Mueller presser that he just did. The Fresh Market has got the bone-in premium and prime ribeye on sale. They don't. They changed their website. They don't put the prices up there like they used to. So I didn't have a chance to go by the store, so I'll do it tomorrow and report back to you guys. Also, I want to remind you that my good friend Andy Tipton will be out at East Chase Farmers Market. That's 7 o'clock on Saturday to 12. And you need to drop by and say hi to him and see what he's got. Hopefully we're going to have our drawing box set up where you can go by and you can put your name in for a drawing that we'll read on Monday for a steak from Wagyu Farms.
Ooh,
I know.
That's quite a prize.
That is quite a prize, isn't it? Let's see. Any caller today can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market, including Chilton County peaches, including the red bell peppers that they have there, which I can say on a personal basis are delicious because I finished up my leftovers last night and my Wagyu steak from Saturday. It was really good. I tell you, Andy is absolutely right. When you buy that high quality of a meat, you don't eat as much.
Right. I mean, it's more filling, more...
much caloric intake.
I mean, more just, savory by far, absolutely.
I mean, and it had this just perfect fatty part to it that I ate around it and just had enough of the fat taste to get to everything.
Well, the fat satiates you. I mean, it really does fill you up quicker, and that's what Wagyu beef's all about. It's got a great fat content.
It really, really does. Okay, so Mueller just did a presser about 1 hour ago, and maybe a little more than an hour ago, 2 hours ago, it was 11 o'clock Eastern time. And we made a statement yesterday that the person being absent from all of this is Comey.
Mm.
That Comey had not made a statement. And then, lo and behold, at 5:38 yesterday afternoon, he had a op-ed that came out. Did I not give you the right copy?
There's part of the op-ed that's blank.
I think that's where a picture was.
No, I can find it real quick.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let's play the Mueller presser that he did today. And I'm going to give you, if you're a liberal Democrat, it's like impeachment, here we come. If you're a Trump devotee, he's not saying anything but what he said in the report before. If you're Dan Morris, you see this in a little bit different light. I made a prediction, I think about a week and a half ago, that Mueller would never testify. And when you listen to this, I'm going to point out the different pieces of this. This was his going out of the door and kind of laying the little grenade, the little turd bomb out there for the Democrats to pick up and go with. But this was his ability, his way of saying, I'm not going to testify, I'm not going to tell you anything else. Let's listen into it.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here. 2 years ago, the acting attorney general asked me to serve as special counsel, and he created the special counsel's office. The appointment order directed the office to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. This included investigating any links or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the Trump campaign. Now, I have not spoken publicly during our investigation. I'm speaking out today because our investigation is complete. The Attorney General has made the report on our investigation largely public. We are formally closing the special counsel's office, and as well, I'm resigning from the Department of Justice to return to private life.
Let me pause it right there, if you would, please. Here's something that's kind of interesting. He is retiring. He is resigning. And the interesting part of things is that by him resigning, he's no longer a DOJ employee.
Right.
And guess who else is not under his purview? The Inspector General. So once he resigns, the Inspector General has nothing to do with him. And the question is, was the Inspector General looking into things? We don't know definitively, but that certainly was a conversation last night about this. Let's keep going here.
Return to private life. I'll make a few remarks about the results of our work. But beyond these few remarks, it is important that the office's written work speak for itself. Let me begin where the appointment order begins, and that is interference in the 2016 presidential election. As alleged by the grand jury in an indictment, Russian intelligence officers who were part of the Russian military launched a concerted attack on our political system. The indictment alleges that they used sophisticated cyber techniques to hack into computers and networks used by the Clinton campaign. They stole private information and then released that information through fake online identities and through the organization WikiLeaks. The releases were designed and timed to interfere with our election and to damage a presidential candidate. And at the same time, as the grand jury alleged in a separate indictment, a private Russian entity engaged in a social media operation where Russian citizens posed as Americans in order to influence an election. These indictments contain allegations, and we are not commenting on the guilt or the innocence of any specific defendant. Every defendant is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. The indictments allege, and the other activities in our report describe, efforts to interfere in our political system. They needed to be investigated and understood, and that is among the reasons why the Department of Justice established our office. That is also a reason we investigated efforts to obstruct the investigation. The matters we investigated were of paramount importance. It was critical for us to obtain full and accurate information from every person we questioned. When a subject of an investigation obstructs that investigation or lies to investigators, it strikes at the core of their government's effort to find the truth and hold wrongdoers accountable. Let me say a word about the report. The report has two parts, addressing the two main issues we were asked to investigate. The first volume of the report details numerous efforts emanating from Russia to influence the election. This volume includes a discussion of the Trump campaign's response to this activity, as well as our conclusion that there was insufficient evidence to charge a broader conspiracy. And in the second volume, the report describes the results and analysis of our obstruction of justice investigation involving the president. The order appointing me special counsel authorized us to investigate actions that could obstruct the investigation. And we conducted that investigation, and we kept the Office of the Acting Attorney General apprised of the progress of our work. And as set forth in the report, after that investigation, if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. The introduction to the volume 2 of our report explains that decision. It explains that under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider. The department's written opinion explaining the policy makes several important points that further informed our handling of the obstruction investigation. Those points are summarized in our report, and I will describe two of them for you. First, the opinion explicitly permits the investigation of a sitting president because it is important to preserve evidence while memories are fresh and documents available. Among other things, that evidence could be used if there were co-conspirators who could be charged now. And second, the opinion says that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. And beyond department policy, we were guided by principles of fairness. It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge. So that was Justice Department policy. Those were the principles under which we operated, And from them, we concluded that we would not reach a determination one way or the other about whether the president committed a crime. That is the office's final position, and we will not comment on any other conclusions or hypotheticals about the president. We conducted an independent criminal investigation and reported the results to the Attorney General, as required by department regulations. The Attorney General then concluded that it was appropriate to provide our report to Congress and to the American people. At one point in time, I requested that certain portions of the report be released. The Attorney General preferred to make the entire report public all at once. And we appreciate that the Attorney General made the report largely public, and I certainly do not question the Attorney General's good faith in that decision. Now, I hope and expect this to be the only time that I will speak to you in this manner. I am making that decision myself. No one has told me whether I can or should testify or speak further about this matter. There has been discussion about an appearance before Congress. Any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report. It contains our findings and analysis and the reasons for the decisions we made. We chose those words carefully, and the work speaks for itself. And the report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress. In addition, access to our underlying work product is being decided in a process that does not involve our office. So beyond what I've said here today and what is contained in our written work, I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation or to comment on the actions of the Justice Department or Congress. And it's for that reason I will not be taking questions today as well. Now, before I step away, I want to thank the attorneys, the FBI agents, the analysts, the professional staff who helped us conduct this investigation in a fair and independent manner. These individuals, who spent nearly 2 years with the special counsel's office, were of the highest integrity. And I will close by reiterating the central allegation of our indictments, that there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election. And that allegation deserves the attention of every American. Thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Okay, let me break down very easily what he said. That is, if I go in and testify before Congress, I'm not going to tell you anything that's not already in that report. So if you ask me, when did you find out there was no collusion? I'm not going to answer that because it's not in the report. If you ask me, who told you that Ms. Fed was a Soviet agent? I'm not going to tell you because it was not in the report. Everything is only restricted to the things that are in the report. And if I say anything else, then I'm testifying under oath. And if I give you a bad answer, then I'm a liar. I'm going to perjure myself. This was on the way out of the door. Here it is, Democrats. Go impeach the bastard. And we'll see what the political fallout is going to be. But he did not want to answer any questions, whether he gets subpoenaed or not, that have anything to do with the way he came up with his conclusions. Now, interestingly enough, did the underlying documents say anything? And Bill Barr has got that information. And the question is, will Durham have that information? News 793.1, Rodney, coming back to you. Right after this.
Life's so strange when it's changing the speed. I've seen the heart. 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, speaking publicly for the first time since being appointed, repeats what his report says, that there was insufficient evidence to charge anyone in the Trump campaign with conspiring with the Russians to interfere in the election. He says the report, though, does not clear the president of obstruction of justice, but
the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing.
In other words, impeachment. He says he hopes today's statement is the last we'll hear from him on the matter.
There has been discussion about an appearance before Congress. Any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report.
Mueller says efforts to interfere in our elections deserves the attention of every American. President Trump tweets, "Nothing changes from the Mueller report. There was insufficient evidence, and therefore, in our country, a person is innocent. The case is closed. Thank you." This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
FYI, everybody, the intense heat is still around, at least for now. Sunshine, hot and dry today. 96 would tie a record from 1962 if we get there. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 94. Good bit of sunshine. Maybe for the lucky communities, an isolated late day evening shower or storm. Most of us stay dry. A better chance of some scattered spotty storms roaming around on Friday. And why the scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday? High temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah, wasn't that interesting? A couple of other little interesting points. Guess who's out of the country? That'd be Donald Trump. Guess who's in Alaska right now? Bill Barr.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That might as well be out of the country.
Timing is everything.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So he basically resigned, so he's no longer a DOJ employee. He's got other people closing up the office. And he basically said, here you go, boys. Here it is. You go impeach if you want to, and we'll see how it turns out. And I'm not going to answer any questions about how I really, basically how I came up with the conclusion that I did.
So we're where we were, I mean...
Two years ago,
yeah. Well, and we know a little bit more. I love how Mueller and the media and James Comey and everybody's reminding us, don't forget the Russians interfered in the 2016 election campaign.
Yeah, and his really? his only point was to look at the Trump involvement.
Right.
He didn't look at the Clinton involvement. He didn't look at anything else. I mean, this to me is the shoddiest thing I've ever seen. And I was sitting there stunned when I was listening to him, just kind of going like, you know, talk about an insider playing an inside game.
Right.
It's strictly an insider playing an inside game. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing today?
Doing good, my friend. And you?
I'm doing good. I listened to the comedy show for Mullet today, and it was really hilarious. America, do you know that there was no basis for an investigation to begin with? Everything these people spewing out their mouth is just a bunch of crap. There is no legitimate reason for this investigation. And let me tell you something, Dan. Today is the day. And I think everybody is missing the point here. I think you are right that Mueller is not going to testify yet until he receives his subpoenas. He is a free person now, and therefore, there's a bullseye on his back. I think Mueller has been well warned of the information that they have of the conspiracy to create a light coup and to remove a sitting president from office. And I heard in his voice, and this may be just me, a little bit of nervousness. And that's probably lightly putting what this man is thinking about at this moment in this time. I think he also sent a message to the Democrats that he can't get no more information to them because the investigation going on with Barr is separate and outside of his reign. And he's leaving his office now. And he's no longer with the agency. But let me tell you something, guys. If y'all think for a minute that the United States government and the judicial system is not gathering all information about this whole situation before the hammer drops, everybody's fooling themselves. We have to understand exactly what these people done before we take them down, and we make sure it never, ever happens again. So everybody, just stay tuned. I think Trump not being responsive to this a lot today also indicates that they better watch out, because Barr is on the loose. And nobody's talking about what's going on. The White House is locked down. The leaks are not happening no more. And I can bet you the Clintons, the Comeys, and all the other players are shaking in their shoes today. So the Democrats may be still hollering from the hill, impeach. Well, y'all just go right ahead and try that. All right. We had took America and made it great, and so these people destroyed it. And Trump is correct. He's making America great again after what these belligerent idiots have done to our country. I don't see how anybody can say that we have to make it great again. It was always great, and so these type of people made it ungreat. But we are making it great again. So that's how I feel about it, guys. I think they're all going to prison. I think there's going to be a lot of people locked up, and I think Mueller is shaking in his shoes.
Thanks for telling me, Uncle Rodney. I'll say something that then Rodney leading off with that is important, and that is what we're about to have is a rush for the door. Who can get to the door first? Hmm. Will the Dems get to the door with impeachment and sully the president, or will Barr get to the door first with the fact that the beginning of this whole thing was fruit of the poisonous tree? And I think that Rudy Giuliani kind of showed me a little bit of the hand when I watched him, listen to him on an interview on Fox. And he basically said, it's not obstruction. There is no obstruction if the beginning of this charge was unfounded and it was created and fabricated. You cannot obstruct something that was illegal in the beginning. And I think that's what the Barr group is going to try to prove. And I think Mueller's got some difficulties with that. And the question, will Durham be doing that? Because what you're looking at is if it was a plan to do the FISA document and falsify it in the very beginning, and the whole point was Russia collusion, and then this narrative got carried on with the assignment of Mueller, who Comey said under oath, he did the memo he did so there would be a special counsel assigned. He said that. So obviously there was an operational purpose to all of this.
Oh, yeah.
And so if there's operational purpose and you're doing it with the purpose to get the president and you lay that out, and then Mueller's kind of going out and saying, well, no collusion, but we can see obstruction, but we can't charge him with that because of the legal predicate of that. Well, if you can prove that there was a conspiracy among people to do that, then you kind of have them. So the phones. Go to our good friend Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard.
Diane and Julie.
Did you go down to Sweet Creek on Saturday?
We did. I took Mama B down there and got a lot of goodies. We got we did the Turkey Club, which was really, the sandwiches there are like gourmet sandwiches. That's
yeah,
what I'd have to.
There you go. And the quality is really good. I had a bite of somebody's turkey sandwich. It was really good. Very tender and very juicy.
Well, they have that cranberry spread on
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to offset the savory. And they have a Granny Smith apple slice in there, which I thought was very unique. But, you know, really great for texture and taste. I love that place, man. It's great.
Well, I'm sorry I missed you. I was down there. I got there about 12:30 and left about 1:30.
Well, I was looking for you, but I didn't see you.
It was packed out, I'll tell you that.
It was. It really was. And I got the roasted vegetables for the side, which was really good. And then we got Mama D bought a T-shirt. I got pickled okra. I got a sack full of those beef steak tomatoes. I've got a hot chow chow for my peas. I got, I tried something different. I've never had pickled eggs before, but I had pickled eggs, so I bought some pickled eggs.
Ooh.
And I think, you know, I tasted them, taste one, and I think I'm actually going to try to use it like as a garnish, you know, some salad or maybe tuna fish salad, something like that. I don't know. It's got kind of a sour note to it. So anyway, a lot of, and I can't remember, let's see, we did get some other things. That's about it, though, I think. I can't remember what else we got, but we packed that basket out until it was overflowing and bought some other goodies, too. So, good place.
That is great.
You know, I don't know why I have such high hopes for people coming out, you know, like Barr did. I was like, okay, thank goodness, he's going to come out, and he's finally going to give us some relief and, you know, take the country down to a reasonable temperature where we can operate. But no, he comes out swinging poop everywhere.
You said Barr, do you mean Barr, do you mean Mueller?
Mueller. Sorry, Mueller.
Okay.
And I'm like, good night. He does, you know what I finally decided? I think he's trying to inoculate himself against prosecution. Because what he's going to say is, oh, you're just doing this because, you know, you didn't like my report or my report implicates you. So he's going to try to say, you know, well, they're just doing this for political purposes. They're bringing all this FISA stuff out on me for political reasons. What do you think about that,
Steve? No, I think you're... let me tell you something. Everybody's trying to inoculate themselves. You're going to get it out of Comey's op-ed. You're going to hear it out of Brennan, Clapper, and now Mueller today. This was, okay, guys, I'm leaving. Don't let the door hit me in the ass on the way out, but here you go.
And
any questions you ask me, I'm not going to answer. But he is going to have to, if Durham gets involved in this, he's going to have to answer those questions. The question is, will he leak that and say it's political prosecution?
Of course he will. That's exactly what he's going to do. That's exactly what he's planning to do. And in fact, that's probably some of the argument that all of them are going to make, you know. So, what a mess. So sad to see the country come to something like this, you know. But I guess I'm not too surprised.
Well, it really is a race. The timing to me was not accidental. I think Mueller knows something's about to happen. He's trying to get in front of this. I think the Dems know something's about to happen. They're trying to get permission to go do the impeachment stuff. I mean, the timing is everything in this world.
Right, it is. Yeah, and that's what I thought, too, after I realized what he was doing. I thought, yeah, he knows something's fishing to come out, and he's trying to get out in front of it, get out the door as fast as he can. I would like to say one other thing about, and I won't take long, but this blame transgender baloney has just got to stop. Transgender athletes, men, you know, that have had been surgically altered and taking hormone therapy, and they're beating the stink out of the women, you know, in all these athletic events. And now all these women are screaming and hollering, you know, that it's not right. Well, it never was right. How in the world are you going to expect women to compete with men? It just doesn't work. I don't know how they're going to continue it on like this. I never have been one to coddle or mollify somebody's feelings. But this is just outrageous, really, what's going on in the sports world. I think that it's about to hit a screaming halt because these women's groups are finally stepping up and saying, we can't deal with this. We can't compete with this. What do you think, Dan?
No, yeah, the situation in Colorado where the two guys that were running came in first and second. Then third, fourth, and fifth were women. And they were a way back third, fourth, and fifth. And the one that was third was the number one runner in this entire state of Colorado.
How in the world did we even allow this to happen? I mean, how did this country ever get to the point where they couldn't tell the difference or make allowances for this?
Because they're trying to be all accepting.
Yeah, this is the kind of imitation baloney that's served up by the social justice left and the religious left of the country. This is what you get when these kind of cats are in charge. But anyway, I'm climbing off the soapbox. I'm going to go enjoy some fresh market. Oh, we got the Camp Stew, too.
Ooh, that Camp Stew is good. Yeah, listener Peggy agreed with you on the turkey sandwich. She said it's absolutely delicious.
It is. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good talking to you, Papa B. I'm sorry I didn't see you Saturday. News Show 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Hey, before we get to the Comey op-ed, don't you know the audience is going to love this one?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the Clapper Brennan isolated thing that them on Friday.
I see it as a very, very serious and outrageous move on the part of Mr. Trump, once again, trampling upon the statutory authorities of the Director of National Intelligence and the heads of the independent intelligence agencies. And I know that my former colleagues in the intelligence agencies are looking upon this with great concern and worry.
I wonder what else is going to be declassified that risk jeopardizing sources method.
Good Lord.
I know.
I'm so tired of that excuse. We hear it every time. There's any potential for the American people to see classified material. Oh, Sources and methods. That's your little security.
I tell you. I mean, these guys, they're so obvious of what they're doing.
Yes.
And the incredible thing is they're sitting there talking, just like when I did the Chuck Todd, they're sitting there talking to a, quote, reporter, somebody doing an interview. And they don't know the right questions to ask. And so that means they're just stupid as a box of rocks. And somebody didn't tell them the question to ask. They don't know what to do. They're stuck. Okay, so with that, let's read the Comey op-ed from yesterday afternoon.
The title of this op-ed is No Treason, No Coup, Just Lies, and Dumb Lies at That.
James Comey.
Should I try to read in his nasally? No, I'm not even going to try. It is tempting for normal people to ignore our president when he starts ranting about treason and corruption at the FBI. I understand the temptation. I'm the object of many of his rants, and even I try to ignore him. But we shouldn't, because millions of good people believe what a president of the United States says. In normal times, that's healthy. But not now, when the president is a liar who doesn't care what damage he does to vital institutions. We must call out his lies that the FBI was corrupt and committed treason, that we spied on the Trump campaign and tried to defeat Donald Trump. We must constantly return to the stubborn facts. Russia engaged in a massive effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Near as I can tell, there is only one U.S. leader who still denies that fact. The FBI saw the attack starting in mid-June 2016 with the first dumping of stolen emails. In late July, when we were hard at work trying to understand the scope of the effort, we learned that one of Trump's foreign policy advisors knew about the Russian effort 7 weeks before we did. In April 2016, the advisor talked to a Russian agent in London. Learned that the Russians had obtained dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of thousands of emails, and that the Russians could assist the Trump campaign through the anonymous release of information damaging to Clinton.
Let me interrupt you here. Notice he said a Russian agent in London.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he knows better than that. He knows that's not a Russian agent. That's an FBI asset.
Yes, yes.
Keep going.
Sued, yes. But of course, nobody from the Trump campaign told us this or about later Russian approaches. We had to learn it months after the fact from an allied ambassador. But when we finally learned of it in late July, what should the FBI have done? Let it go? Go tell the Trump campaign? Tell the press? No. Investigate to see what the facts were. We didn't know what was true. Maybe there was nothing to it, or maybe Americans were actively conspiring with the Russians. To find out, the FBI would live up to its name and investigate. As director, I was determined that the work would be done carefully, professionally, and discreetly. We were just starting. If there was nothing to it, we didn't want to smear Americans. If there was something to it, we didn't want to let corrupt Americans know we were on to them. So we kept it secret. That's how the FBI approaches all counterintelligence cases. And there's the first problem with Trump's whole treason narrative. If we were deep state Clinton loyalists bent on stopping him, why would we keep it secret? Why wouldn't the much maligned FBI supervisor Peter Strzok, the alleged kingpin of the treasonous plot to stop Trump, tell anyone? He was one of the very few people who knew that what we were investigating. We investigated. We didn't gather information about the campaign strategy. We didn't spy on anyone's campaign. We investigated to see whether it was true that Americans associated with the campaign had taken the Russians up on any offer of help. By late October, the investigators thought they had probable cause to get a federal court order to conduct electronic surveillance of a former Trump campaign advisor named Carter Page. Page was no longer with the campaign, but there was reason to believe he was acting as an agent of the Russian government. We asked a federal judge for permission to surveil him, and then we did it, all without revealing our work, despite the fact that it was late October, and a leak would have been very harmful to candidate Trump. Worst deep state conspiracy ever. But wait, the conspiracy idea gets dumber. On October 28th, after agonizing deliberation over two terrible options, I concluded I had no choice but to inform Congress that we had reopened the Clinton email investigation. I judged that hiding that fact, after having told Congress repeatedly and under oath that the case was finished, would be worse than telling Congress the truth. It was a decision William Barr praised and Hillary Clinton blamed for her loss 11 days later. Strzok, alleged architect of the treasonous plot to stop Trump, drafted the letter I sent to Congress. And there's still more to the dumbness of the conspiracy allegation. At the center, the alleged FBI corruption we hear so much about was the conclusion that Deputy Director Andrew McCabe lied to internal investigators about a disclosure to the press in late October 2016. McCabe was fired over it. And what was that disclosure? Some Stop Trump Election Eve screed? No. McCabe authorized a disclosure that revealed the FBI was actively investigating the Clinton Foundation, a disclosure that was harmful to Clinton. There is a reason the non-fringe media doesn't spend much time on this treason and corruption business. The conspiracy theory makes no sense. The FBI wasn't out to get Donald Trump. It wasn't out to get Hillary Clinton. It was out to do its best to investigate serious matters while walking through a vicious political minefield. But go ahead, investigate the investigators if you must. When those investigations are over, you will find the work was done appropriately and focused only on discerning the truth of very serious allegations. There was no corruption. There was no treason. There was no attempted coup. Those are lies, and dumb lies at that. There were just good people trying to figure out what was true under unprecedented circumstances.
Oh, my God, I tell you, there was so much in that thing. For example, did Comey know about the Steele dossier? And the answer is yes, he knew it at some point. So if you knew about the Steele dossier, and you knew where it came from, and you knew the information that was in it, and that it was cited as KGB sources, why didn't you think then that was Russian interference?
Well, and how does he, Comey, he's the one who briefs the president-elect on the existence of the dossier. Here's this dossier, Mr. President. Here's what it says. And by the way, you probably don't want to talk about this because then it shows proof of this meeting. When a few days later, there's an article out that shows
proof of this meeting
and the dossier itself. So who the hell leaked it?
It's the next day, I think.
Yeah. So it's just...
And it's crazy. And the reason he didn't want it found out is because then somebody would have said, what are you investigating for? What's your proof? What's your evidence?
Right.
Where's the evidence chain here? And he couldn't produce it. They still can't produce it to this day. That's why Barr said what they said didn't make sense.
And there were people, say, like Hillary Clinton already calling the president a puppet of Putin.
Yeah.
So it seems like Hillary Clinton had some knowledge of
Yeah. And that was the narrative, remember? That was the narrative. News Talk 93.1, Dan Marr Show. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.